Welcome to On Texas Football Recruiting Breakdown Time, sponsored by Mark Saunders at Allstate, your local Allstate agent. Hey, CJ, every weekly recruiting breakdown, we try to give a big picture perspective of what's going on. Jerry is out seeing some recruits right now, so I'm stepping in for him today. You and I are going to go over this and try to give folks exactly where Texas stands right now. So I'm going to get it started here with some just bare-bone facts. Texas brought in 16 official visitors last week, okay, or last weekend. They have 18 official visits coming up this weekend, depending on a couple of guys, whether or not some committed guys decide whether or not to continue to take their visits, but at least 18 are scheduled. And then the Longhorns also have three scheduled midweek official visits, all with defensive backs. So in total, basically 37 official visits over a 10-day period for the Longhorns. A couple of other facts. Texas now at 11 overall commitments on the campaign. The most recent 2025 commitment from Caleb Chester, the defensive back out of Fort Bend Marshall. However, yesterday there was the second commitment for the 2026 campaign in Hialeah American Heritage quarterback Dia Bell out of the state of Florida. He is the choice for Steve Sarkisian at quarterback in that 2026 class. Okay, that was a mouthful. That's a lot of stuff going on. Let's start not with last week, but let's look ahead to this coming week, including these three official visitors at midweek. They should be on campus as early as today. And those three guys are Dijon Lee, defensive back out of California, Nathan Tillman, defensive back out of Mansfield Timberview, and then Dorian Brew, a highly ranked player out of Conroe. Those three defensive backs making midweek visits together. What can you tell me about those three and where Texas sits right now on the scale with those three?
Yeah, well, I think Texas is certainly happy that they're making official visits, right? These are three guys that Texas has been working to get on campus for quite a while now. When you look at Dorian Brew specifically, he was a guy that was supposed to make it in June 7th through 9th. Instead, went out west to see USC, and then Texas started to wonder whether or not they would get another official visit. It wasn't a matter of when, it was more if he would have time for Texas there. Luckily, they found the time for him to come in for the midweek. As for Dijon Lee, Texas sits outside of his top four at the moment. He released that at the turn of the calendar to the month of June. Again, Texas tried to get him in June 12th through 14th, about a week ago. He pivoted, and now it's coming in this weekend, the 18th through 20th. So, again, Texas just trying to work at this cornerback spot. Of course, they got Caleb Chester in the bag. That was about a week ago. Looking to add another one or two to that room. Certainly getting a couple cracks this weekend. Of course, Nathan Tillman, the current SMU commit. This is one Texas offered at June 1st. Things really started to move quickly here. He already had official visits set up to Utah, Baylor, and TCU aside from SMU. And so, again, just finding a time for Texas to squeeze in a trip down to Austin, very important. I do think he will be very open to listening to what the Longhorns have to offer. And, again, if that visit goes well, he's a guy I could certainly see Texas flipping from the in-state SMU program. So we'll see how that visit goes, how hard the Longhorns push. But at the moment, he's probably the guy I'm looking at the closest in terms of what kind of moves the Longhorns could make moving forward.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm looking at, just give y'all an example, Dijon Lee, how highly is he being recruited? Well, he was at Georgia this past weekend, now Texas during the midweek, and goes to Alabama this coming weekend. Also already seen A&M and Washington as well. So he's highly, highly recruited. Dorian Brew, of course, you mentioned not only USC, but also Oregon, as well as Ohio State and LSU, where he has some familial ties. That one, Tillman visited Utah recently, also looking at Baylor, TCU, as well as that commitment to SMU. Overall, though, CJ, this next group, so we'll know more about these three, in the next 24, 48 hours as they take their official visits. we'll also know a little bit more about the guys coming on campus. And we want to preview those guys a little bit right now, because frankly, they are going to be on campus quickly here. So first we'll go through this graphic. You see the guys at midweek first that we just talked about with not only Brew, Lee, and Tillman, but then let's talk about the next guys up in this category that are going to be here this weekend. It is a mix of multiple players that will be here. Not only KJ Lacy, the quarterback that's committed, but also James Simon, the running back that's committed. A number of other commitments, including three offensive linemen, the Coleman brothers, Jackson Christian will be there. Michael Fasusi, a big offensive tackle five-star out of Louisville that Texas has been going after. Jamie French and Kalik Lockett, the wide receivers. Emory Winston and Nick Townsend, the two tight ends Texas seems to be really highly after. Two in-state defensive linemen, Zion Williams out of Lufkin, DJ Sanders out of Belleville. And then linebackers, Bo Barnes out of Dallas Skyline, who, of course, is committed to Texas, and Madden Faramo out of Southern California. Then you have DBs. That continues this list of defensive backs for this week. We said three at midweek, well, also three on the weekend. Cade Phillips out of Fort Bend Hightower, Aiden Anding out of Ruston, Louisiana, and Devin Williams, an Auburn commitment, is a kind of a wild card here. He's out of Buford, Georgia. CJ, this is a big-time list. We're going to wait and see if Keyote Armstrong also visits. We don't have him on the list currently. He just committed to A&M, but he actually hasn't said, no, I'm not taking any other visits yet publicly. So he could be on this list as well. 18 in all, if you count them up, CJ. What are your big takeaways about this coming visit weekend?
Yeah, I think last week we got a good idea of what one of the big takeaways was spending time with the current player hosts, the current team, getting an idea of what it was like to really just be a part of the Texas football program. You know, they took the official visitors to Victory Lap for the fight, the boxing match Saturday night. It was kind of a big opportunity to see what that culture was like behind, you know, kind of closed doors, and see, you know, just how the team got together and hung out with one another a little bit. That was a big takeaway last week. This week, you have seven commitments in the 2025 class coming in. You'll get an idea of what it's like to play with these guys and hang out with future teammates for a number of big-time Texas prospects coming in that are uncommitted. Of course, Jamie French, Kalik Lockett, they kind of headline the playmaking room that's coming in this weekend. And Michael Fasusi, the big one on the offensive line, Texas will have a spot for him no matter what in this class. Of course, that is even with John Mills and Nick Brooks coming off of very strong visits to the Texas class. Obviously, Texas will have the Coleman brothers and Jackson Christian in this class already committed coming on this weekend as well. So Michael Fasusi getting an idea of what it's like to play and hang out with those three guys, as well as who could be potential guys to join the fold from a week ago, very important as well. We've talked about in the past, Bobby, Elijah Bo Barnes, he's probably one of the most vocal guys in this class. So to have seven other commitments in the class plus him on the fold, it acts as though the staff recruiting these uncommitted folks just doubled in size with all of these committed guys coming to campus. I'm encouraged, again, because of the efforts that we've seen from Bo Barnes earlier this cycle. He's a big one for Riley Pettijohn, as has been Lance Jackson. So for a number of these guys, especially Madden Faramo coming in from the West Coast, that's a very talented prospect right there. If Texas is going to have a chance here, seeing what it's like to play next to and kind of hang out with Bo Barnes is going to be very important for that recruitment.
It's interesting. You're right. Seven commitments on the weekend coming in, recruiting the other 11 that have not committed. But it's also interesting, Texas only has 11 commitments overall, and seven of them are coming in this weekend alone. Right. So that tells you where Sark is trying to push this overall. All right, before we move on, we want to talk a little bit more about this coming weekend. But I want to mention our sponsor, that is Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. He is the only insurance agent you need. Everything from your home, car, boat, to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? With more than 35 years of experience, you will be with Texas alum Mark Saunders. If you're looking for someone local to the Austin Round Rock area, give him a call, 512-218-8571. Mark's a big Texas fan. Love that he also supports us here at On Texas Football as well. All right, CJ, we talked about all of these guys, and I want to circle back to all the DBs because we purposely talked about this. There are six of them coming in this week. You know, three at midweek: Dejon Lee, Dorian Brew, as well as Aiden Andy. As well as Nathan Tillman, and then three coming in over the weekend: Aiden Andy, as well as Devin Williams and Cade Phillips. So those three, all of them. How do you see this panning out right now? Because Texas only has one commit in the secondary at this time. That's Caleb Chester, the one that we mentioned, the most recent commitment for the Longhorns. How do you see this panning out? How many corners versus how many safeties, et cetera, do you see Texas moving on here?
Yeah, I think you'll take five of the combined positions, right? Whether that be three cornerbacks or three safeties, two of the other position, I think you're taking at least five. Texas took five a year ago, of course, kind of building on what ended up being a lot of attrition from the 2023 roster at the secondary position. Right now, I think you'll continue to see that number, sit around five right now for that spot. What's interesting is, who's going to be the outside cornerbacks right now? I think Caleb Chester is one of them. Who joins him? Texas is recruiting Tristan Castro, who visited last week, as more of a nickelback. So if he's potentially that piece to the puzzle in the class, who joins Texas as the outside cornerbacks right now? I'm looking at, I think, Aiden Anding has a great chance. I think Dejon Lee kind of fits that 6'4 body as an outside cornerback. Of course, Texas has a lot of work to do in that recruitment, but Dorian Brew is that other guy. So Aiden Anding, Dorian Brew, right now to me, seem to be those two options to add to this Texas class. Of course, Texas, a bit of a interesting move there, Bobby, to not get a weekend official visit for Dorian Brew, who in the spring Texas made a lot of headway with. You know, it was Ohio State's to lose. Texas came in with a couple visits in the spring, really started to earn some traction there. Now still kind of fighting to get him back into that, kind of smooth spot that you want to have in recruiting. So that's going to be one to watch. I'll be interested to see how much interest comes from Devin Williams, whether or not, Texas has a real chance here. As we talked with Tristan Castro a week ago, he said basically it's going to be Texas or USC. It's basically a coin flip at the moment. Currently, he is committed to USC, but he wanted to see what Texas had to offer, and he came away blown away. If that's the same kind of takeaway with Devin Williams, that's a great sign, because right now I think Texas has some work to do, even with the official visit and the Auburn pledge at the moment. That's more of an uphill battle than what we'll see as well. So who are the guys that I'm really keeping close on? Well, one of them is Cade Phillips, the safety that Texas is bringing in out of the Houston area. That's a really talented prospect. That's one Texas has been, in a great position for earlier this cycle. Very similar recruitment right now to what we've seen from Caleb Chester. We'll see if that timeline is sped up as a result of a strong visit, because again, I do believe Texas is one that will be taking Cade Phillips if he's looking to commit 100%.
I tell you what, it's just interesting to me. If they're going to try to get five, they're only bringing in eight defensive backs of the whole group, CJ, which I think is an incredible number. And trying to hit that kind of hit rate is pretty, pretty strong for the Longhorns, but indicative perhaps of just how strong the brand is right now. They don't feel like they have to overreach at that position. All right, I wanted to bring you back to something else. I'm talking about a position they don't have to overreach for: wide receiver.
Right.
We have not talked about Jamie French out of Jacksonville, Florida, Kalik Lockett out of the Dallas area. Those two players at receiver also coming in. Last week it was DeCorian Moore and Kelshawn Johnson, as well as Daylon McCutcheon and Andrew Marsh. This week it's these two guys from Jacksonville and from Dallas. What are your thoughts on Jamie French and Kalik Lockett?
Well, it was Jamie French who really made the headlines earlier in April when he visited April 6th for one of the spring practices. Texas was outside of his top three originally, Bobby, and then he took a trip to Austin, got to hang around KJ Lacy, DeCorian Moore, Kalik Lockett, Kelshawn Johnson, and after the visit, what did he say? Well, Texas really opened my eyes. I was very intrigued by what the Texas program had to offer, the idea of playing at Texas, the idea of staying in the SEC. I'm going to give Texas a little bit more of a deeper look. As a result, the Longhorns have surged in this recruitment and to the point where now if they come out of this official visit weekend with a strong visit for Jamie French, I have no hesitation to say that they are not that pole position leader for him moving forward into July. So very big opportunity there for the five-star wide receiver out of Mandarin, Florida. Again, getting him back on campus with a number of commitments, KJ Lacy included. Very important opportunity for the Longhorns here. Whereas Khalid Clockett, I think, is a little bit more open in his recruitment. You know, Texas A&M had a strong visit. They feel confident down there. LSU made some splashes earlier this month as well, as did Florida State. So those are the three Texas is battling right now. The question is, do you come away with three five-star caliber wide receivers? Is there kind of a tier of whether or not Kelshon Johnson is a guy who could maybe supplant one of those guys in the mix? I think right now of the official visitors at the wide receiver position Texas has brought in this month, you're going to see the class kind of form around Corey Moore, Jamie French, Khalid Clockett, and Kelshon Johnson, with Tanuk Hines being that fifth option there as well. So three or four wide receivers right now coming out of that five-person group. I think Texas has a great chance to make big headwaves as they did a week ago with Corey Moore this weekend with Khalid Clockett and Jamie French.
Let me ask you another question. You talked about these seven committed players on campus. Who do you think the biggest recruiter of that group will be? Some behind-the-scenes thing, maybe Bo Barnes might be that guy. Maybe it's KJ Lacy. Yeah. Do you think any of those commitments, which ones do you expect to be the biggest recruiters for Texas?
Yeah, I'm looking at both of those guys. Probably your headliners on the offensive side of the ball with KJ Lacy and the defensive side of the ball with Elijah Barnes. A sneaky one here is James Simon. I think he's very committed. He's very happy, obviously. Coming from Louisiana right out of Shreveport, he understands how much talent is on that I-20 corridor. And for the guys coming in, I mean, you look at it, Bobby. He's going to want to play with some big-time wide receivers. That's for sure, to kind of loosen up that box, allow him to have some running lanes at the next level. And, of course, Michael Fasusi's at the top of that list for him as well, because you need those road graders right in front of him. Obviously, three offensive linemen coming in that are already committed. He's going to be looking at the five-star Fasusi as another guy that can certainly help him have a successful college career. So those are the three I'm looking at. I think the Coleman brothers have great personalities, maybe not as in tune with what's going on in the rest of the recruiting world. And Jackson Christian's a guy that's all business. So he's looking to come in, come out, get his understanding of the University of Texas, build that relationship with Kyle Flood and Steve Sarkisian, and just have a good time.
Interesting. You mentioned also James Simon in the I-20 corridor. He's going to be talking to Aiden Anding for sure, young man out of Ruston, Louisiana, as well. All right, we got a couple more things we want to say, including something about Dia Bell. But before we do, I want to say thank you once again to our sponsor. A sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown each and every week is our friend Mark Saunders. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only agent you need. Everything from your home, car, and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. If you want to be in good hands, it's Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders with more than 35 years of experience. He's a Texas alum. Been doing this a long, long time. Give him a call, 512-218-8571. If you're in the Austin Round Rock area, he can take care of you like no one else. I appreciate Mark and his sponsorship of On Texas Football. All right, CJ, let's close it out with the commitment that Texas got yesterday from Dia Bell, the quarterback out of American Heritage High School. Jerry went down and saw him. Really liked him. Steve Sarkisian clearly picked him out from a group of guys that kind of auditioned, for lack of a better term, in the 1st of June at the Elite Camp. Where do you come out on this commitment for Texas from Dia Bell?
Yeah, this is a commitment that's going to have some, carryover effect to a number of other national prospects in my eyes. Of course, whether or not he is a five-star, that's not the point. The point is he's a highly rated recruit and also has a tremendous personality. He's a guy that folks kind of gravitate towards in the recruiting world. He does a 7-on-7 circuit. He's going to do the Elite 11. Of course, comes with the NBA kind of athletic heritage there with his father, Rajah Bell, played 12 years in the league as well. Folks are going to gravitate to him. And this is going to help Texas in the state of Florida very much so, I believe, because again, Texas has been trickling down a little bit, whether it be Louisiana, Georgia, they're more involved with this year. And of course, Florida, he's going to be a guy that helps all across the deep South to attract to Texas. He's going to be that bell cow, if you will, to help recruit and kind of establish that 26 class, which also holds a commitment right now from Aledo running back Racian Guillory. I chatted with him, see if there has been any connection, any conversations with Diabelli. He said, not yet. And of course, with Racian Guillory, we have to bring back up that tweet from earlier this month about his upcoming top seven or top group that he was set to release. I don't think he ever actually did, Bobby, which is interesting because, again, I chatted with him just now. He actually just hit me back. He said he's working on a list right now to go see this fall. So that commitment, he is still committed, but it is still open, I would say. Of course, he wants to get back out to Georgia. There are a number of schools in the Deep South that he had interest in early on. LSU is one of them. He said he hopes to get down to Texas, though there's no plans cemented in place right now to get back down to Austin, though that commitment, he says, is still firm.
It's interesting to me about Diabelle and his pledge. And Jerry mentioned this this morning on the this morning coffee and football. It's a different part of Florida than Texas has hit to this date. You know, they've gone to Orlando for CJ Baxter, right? They're recruiting Tampa. They're recruiting Jacksonville right now with Jamie French. Well, Hialeah is down in Broward County, which is Miami, Fort Lauderdale is basically Dade and Broward counties. And that is a different part than Texas has really tabbed before. Yes, Michael Kern is from Fort Lauderdale, but that's a punter. It's not the same. He doesn't run in the same circles as all these other guys. And so I think as we look at it, is that going to be the guy potentially? Is Diabelle the guy that opens up South Florida, not just Central Florida and North Florida, and even the Panhandle or Tampa, but does he really open up South Florida for the Longhorns? And I think that's a fair question. All right, that's going to do it for this recruiting breakdown. Longhorns with a heavy, heavy week ahead. 3 midweek visits, 18 potential visitors over the weekend, currently with 11 commitments on the 2025 campaign. Just got their second commitment in the class of 2026. All right, CJ, thank you so much for your help here on the recruiting breakdown. Also, thank you to our sponsor, Mark Saunders, over at Allstate Insurance. Again, 512-218-8571 for him. For CJ and Mark, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em.